How safe are our town centres? What's the difference between the perception maybe and the reality? And what can be done to make sure that everyone across the board feels safe and comfortable going in to enjoy the nighttime economy? Here to discuss this on the phone, we have Amy Roach, who's director of Suffolk Rape Crisis and one of the organisers of the Reclaim the Night March last year. Good evening, Amy.
Hello, hi, thanks for having me.
We've got Jane and Ronnie from Let's Bop, and also some town pastors. We've got Tony Hodge, who's chair of the town pastors across the county. Evening, Tony.
Good evening.
And Charlie Robinson, who leads the team in Ipswich. Evening, Charlie.
Hello.
So let's start with you, Amy, and explain what the Reclaim the March was all about last year.
Well, Reclaim the Night Marches have been happening since the 70s, and they started really because women came together and said, you know, it's not okay that we're not able to go out at night and feel safe. It's not okay the high levels of sexual violence that are experienced by women. And so we are going to just take one night where we're going to walk through the streets and say, this is not okay, these are our streets as well. So we had our Reclaim the Night March last December as part of 16 days of action against gender-based violence. And we had hundreds of women all come together and walk through Ipswich. It was a really great night.
And it was a good atmosphere. You know, it was a kind of a party demonstration as well as having that serious message.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I think... it was a chance for women to come together and feel empowered and to, it's kind of a unique opportunity where women get to come together and say what they think and say, we've had enough, things have got to change.
Charlie, what is Ipswich actually like between, you know, midnight and 3 o'clock when you're out and about? What do you actually see?
I think there's a real mixed bag. Overall, I think the atmosphere is pretty good. Most of the people we come into contact with are in good spirits and having a good time. I think, like Will said, there's always going to be pockets of Ipswich and pockets of people, which are out for different reasons. But overall, we see a really, really good atmosphere in Ipswich, which has definitely changed over the last 10 years or so.
So you think it's improved?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think when I started going out, I didn't feel particularly safe. I was aware of areas that I shouldn't go, whereas now I feel a lot safer in town. I think the atmosphere is better. I think people are more aware of being with their friends and staying together. So I think the atmosphere has changed over the last 10 years.
What's it like? And you go out in Newmarket, do you, Tony?
Well, again, that's pretty much the same. I feel quite safe on our streets in Newmarket. We've seen a huge difference, actually. We've been patrolling 10 years come this April. When we started, we had a large number of people on our high streets, and there was a worrying amount of trouble on the high streets. That's actually changed quite significantly, and now we can go out most weeks and we will have a calm evening.
Why is that?
I think there's a number of factors have come into that. Certainly the fact that we are about and there are people on the street looking out for each other. We get loads and loads of thanks and hugs for what we do on a Saturday night and other nights when we're out. And so we are there and people know we are there. They know they can come to us. There has been a change in the numbers going on in Newmarket. We've had one major club close. And so that's changed the numbers of people we've got in town. But even so, it's definitely a calmer, more peaceful place to be.
Do you think young people are drinking less? Do you think there's slightly less of that culture? Or you're laughing, Charlie. No, clearly not.
No, I don't think they are necessarily. I think they're just managing it differently. So there tends to be one designated driver now who will kind of keep watch over the rest of the groups and things. Whereas I think before that didn't happen. Everybody was kind of left to their own devices, left the clubs separately and just kind of wandered off. Whereas now they tend to be staying together. So even if they're drinking the same or a bit more, somebody tends to be keeping an eye on that group of people.
Amy, from your point of view, when we talk to the police and we have them a lot on BBC Radio Suffolk talking about safety, the message is often about what particularly women, but anyone can do to not make themselves a victim. You know, don't walk on your own. Make sure you've planned your route home. Is that the right message to be giving out, do you think?
Yeah, we hear that a lot every time there is a rape or an example of sexual violence in Ipswich, or when it gets to Christmas time, we get told that we should walk around in groups, that we should make sure that we get registered taxis, all these things which obviously may or may not be sensible, but it kind of it's focusing on the wrong thing. Women should be able to go out and do whatever they like. They should be able to have something to drink. They should be able to walk down the street on their own and not get blamed if then something happens to them. We should, I think, a key part of what we were saying in our Reclaim the Night March and the thing that we campaign about all throughout the year is that we need to stop telling women what to do, how to behave and how to act, and start focusing on the men who are harassing women, who are sexually assaulting women. That's where we need to be focusing our attention.
One of the interesting things, just kind of picking up on one of the threads there, Amy, is throughout all of the Me Too campaign and the awareness and people coming forward with different stories and experiences, almost instantly there was lots and lots of women saying, well, this happened to me and this happened to my friend. And there wasn't, you know, it didn't take very many kind of degrees of separation to find out someone who had experienced some kind of harassment or abuse. But there was very few men saying, that's me or that's my friend. So either that's, you know, magically not happening, or it's that men don't recognise that behaviour, and particularly on a night out, if you and your friends are leery and you are and you shout out to a lady who walks past, you might not think that is anything, mm-hmm. but if that's happening to her each time she goes past a group of men on her way home, that is a thing. That is having a real impact, and it's getting that across through to people through, I don't know, education and experience. So actually, people can start analysing their own behaviour.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is not a one-off occurrence. Women experience sexual harassment and abuse on a daily basis when you walk down the street, when you go into a bar, when you go into your workplace even. This is something that women just have to deal with day in, day out. And I don't think men often hear that or are aware of kind of the just how often women are experiencing this. But I think we also need to give men a little bit more credit. You know, they do, to say that men just don't know what isn't appropriate, I think is not giving them enough credit, really. You know that it is not okay to shout abuse at women. You know these things. So, you know, and most men don't do this. But what we need is for men to challenge their friends, to challenge their peers, to step in and not tolerate that kind of abuse and harassment when they see it, when they're out and about. It's their responsibility as well. The onus shouldn't always be placed on women to do something about it.
I mean, that's a really interesting point, actually, that giving men the confidence to challenge their friends when they are behaving inappropriately. Is that something that, from a town pastor's point of view, when you're looking at how the groups interact and stuff, that you could maybe think more about and whether or not there's something you can do to intervene or to educate boisterous young men while they're out?
I think it's very much part of our role to be having our eyes open and see what's going on the streets. And that's something we encourage all of our town pastors to do. Is there behaviours going on which don't look safe? We have, rather than educate, we have another technique. We call it the Freddo bar. And we step in with a bar of chocolate and try to diffuse a situation with a little bit of fun and just with some kind words, but always with our eyes open as to what's going on. So we're not there to educate. We're not there to tell people what to do. We're there primarily just to make sure that people have a good night out, they get home safe, whatever happens. So we're looking out. We're looking out for difficult situations, looking out for vulnerabilities, and stepping in when we can.
And maybe rather than have your evenings, Jane and Ronnie, finish when they do, I mean, there's lots of reasons for doing that, but if you owned the nighttime space more, you would put people in there and they would feel safe together, you know, like mini Reclaim the Night. If you had Let's Bop on the Cornhill in Ipswich or you kind of took, does that sound of interest, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, for us, what would be really great is just to install some confidence back in the women, for them to come back out to, I think clubs and that get a hard rap because obviously there is a minority that's always going to spoil it for the others. And from this, that means they're frightened to then step forward and go to those venues themselves. So what would be really lovely is that we actually open those doors for these women. They come in, see these environments, see how professional the staff is, how safe the environment is, how well equipped, and like Will was talking about, how his staff are always having training, and and gives us some more confidence to come back in and say, actually, you know, this is a space for us. This isn't just for people who are drunk and who are leery and want to just basically...
Okay, so by coming to one of your nights, they feel empowered to go to another night and to make some of those steps.
Yeah, and reclaim, if you like, reclaim those venues again. They were there once before, and you step away anyway because your life changes, you have children, you know, things do change in your life. But they're still there and they're fantastic venues and they're not used during the week. So why not take advantage of those venues, open those doors back in and get those people back into those areas again?
Encouraging more people in. Amy, will there be another Ipswich Reclaim the Night March or maybe in some other Suffolk towns?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll be holding another one next 16 days. So you can keep an eye on our Facebook and Twitter feeds, and we'll be telling you more information about that soon.
Fantastic. Amy, thank you very much for your time this evening. That's Amy Roach, who's Director of Suffolk Rape Crisis, our town pastors. If people want to be part of a town pastor, what do they have to do, Tony?
Well, they need to be a member of their local church. So this is a Christian response. We're all members of our local churches. They can look us up on the web and find the 10 towns that we're in Suffolk, and they can contact us that way. And then we'll start talking to them about how they can join up. So look out for the websites, get in touch, let us know. If you're part of a church, then you can probably join in.
And Charlie, doing it, you feel that this is a worthwhile thing, that actually this is helpful?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I wish that town pastors had been around when I was going out. There's times when I walked through town not feeling particularly safe, and I wish they had kind of been around when I was kind of in my heyday going out clubbing and things like that. And I just think it's a great thing. We have some great conversations. We have a really good time when we're out overall. But actually, those kind of one occasions where you think you have prevented something, or you have ensured somebody got to a taxi okay, or stayed with them while their friends come out of a club or whatever it is, that one person makes the late night, the cold, the rain and everything really worthwhile.
Charlie Robinson and Tony Hodge from the Town Pastors, thank you very much.